Well, how can you prove that to be true? It's just like that silly question. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? Logic and reason would tell us that the answer is yes. I don't believe my existence or observation is responsible for these sounds to occur, and regardless of me, the sound would still remain. Well, now that you mention that, with objective reality, though, it's not possible for us to know due to our subjectivity and skewed perspectives. Yeah, but with your hallucinations, it's something else. They're fabrications of the mind, some sort of like self-deception, if you will, which in turn is dependent on the person's existence and observations. But then to these individuals, these hallucinations seem real. So in a way, these hallucinations are real, but to them alone? But then wouldn't reality simply be subjective based on the different observations and experiences one is having? Oh my god, fuck, you're pecking at my brain right now. Well, how do I know you exist? Well, I'm looking at you sitting on my couch right now. The fact that in your mind, you can see that you're sitting on my couch as well. In this moment, we are experiencing the same thing. We can see and feel the same couch. We can hear that the TV is on. We can see each other. I mean, surely that must mean what we're experiencing is real because we're witnessing the same thing at the same time. And why don't you think so? Oh, really? All right, then. Come here, then. Come on, get closer. Because I want you to see my eyes. All right, just trust me on this, okay? Now, you see the color of my eyes, right? What are they? Mm-hmm. And how do you know that? I have seen my eyes before. Because of my memories of looking in the mirror, I know that's my eye color. And as you look in my eyes, I'm also looking into yours. I'm noticing that your face is close to mine, that your nose is almost touching mine. Your soft breath on my face. And we can feel that. But us looking at each other, witnessing the same moment, that should help indicate that what we're experiencing is real. And okay, no, look, I'm sorry. No, it's just, I just got a bit distracted by just the way your face was so close to mine. I couldn't help but, no, I shouldn't, no. Because it's silly. No, I shouldn't say it, no. Well, I wanted to lean in closer and kiss you. No, just, I can't help it, okay? To be honest, I've always wanted to kiss you. I can't stop thinking about you. You're so nice and sweet, and just the way we can ramble on and on together, and just... No, we shouldn't. I don't want to ruin our friendship, and... Really? You want to kiss me too? Yes. Yes, I want to. Off so you can feel. No, I have a condom in my purse, but we can just have you slide against me first, right? So hard and eager. I can feel you throb. No, no, I know. I know. I'll go get it. Just a little longer should be fine, right? I need it. Oh, please go inside. Oh, come for me. Come for me, please. Please. Come, please. But I couldn't help it. It just felt so good. We can sort this out tomorrow. But since we've already done it already, why not again?